G'day, Stewie.
Hello, Stacey. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, mate. You've probably had all your say about what happened in the Test match, but what are you thinking in the aftermath?
Oh, look, mate, I think it was a gutsy and gritty and determined win. And, look, has it fixed all the problems of Australian cricket? Well, probably not, but it's a step along the way, I suppose.
Yeah, what did you think of the new guys in the side? Is there, I mean, Hanscom was probably a standout with that half century, and a lot of talk about Matty Renshaw in his long innings, but a safe innings, relatively safe, anyway.
Look, I think it's always tough. That's, as you know, your first Test match, and you sort of turn up, and there's cameras and people, and there's a day-night Test match. So both of them, also all three of them, both of them performed adequately. I thought, Hanscom, it's an interesting technique, isn't it? It's not your classical, your traditional, but it seems to work. He looks like a really good player of spin, which is going to be useful when they go to India in a couple of months to take on the Indians over there. He uses his feet. He gets down the wicket. He gets back in the crease. He bats. It's different, though. It's not a classical get forward and cover the line of the ball. So, that was interesting. Renshaw was determined, and people have, I think Fletcher probably copped a little bit of criticism, and some of the commentators have, that, for stating something that, is quite obvious. That
what, for calling it as we saw it?
Absolutely. Like, for stating something that is, quite obvious, that he's got some technical issues and where his front foot goes and he sort of plays around the ball and things like that. But, that's when you've played Test cricket and opened the batting, you probably have that. You have that sense of what's right and what's wrong and what's going to be a problem for him. But I don't think anyone's death-riding him. I think people are just pointing out that for him to be a long-term player in international cricket, he's got some things to work on. Mm. What he doesn't need to work on is his guts and determination and his grit and his willingness to stay there and just bat time, because he obviously has all of that. And when it was trying and testing and the ball was doing a little bit, he seemed to find a way to be successful.
It is non-stop, though, with Darren Lehman declaring that Josh Hazlewood and Mitchell Starc will play the three ODIs. Well, they're going to be involved in the series. Whether they, if they wrap it up 2-0, as you mentioned, Slats, you'd probably rest them in the third one. Mm. And then you see that Indian Test series starts in Kolkata, February 23. So, geez, there's a lot of cricket coming up, Clarkie.
There's a heap of it coming up. And look, there was a bit of angst in Darren's comments yesterday because he was being a little bit smart when he said, we're not allowed to rest them, but we've got to play all the time, but they're not allowed to get injured either. So how do we make all this work? They've got a lot of cricket in them. They've got a lot of cricket coming up, let's face it. But look, the reality is these are, Cricket Australia and the powers that be keep scheduling these tournaments. And obviously India, there's a lot of money and all the rest of it. So if you're going to keep scheduling, then the Australian public want to see the best players we've got in the country playing. And it's as simple as that. And that means, unfortunately or fortunately, depending which way you look at it, we want to see Mitchell Starc and we want to see Josh Hazlewood. And I don't think anyone has a problem. If we win the series, it's 2-0, well, give them a rest then. Who cares? No, I don't think anyone cares.
No.
You earn the right once you've won
care.
A series.
Yes.
I think that's just
absolutely.
That's just smart.
But what the Australian public won't cop, Slatson and Stuart, is the fact, here I am speaking for the Australian public. When we had Steve Smith scheduled to come home during that ODI series, whether we were in front or not.
Absolutely.
I thought they say world's best practice. Well, you can scrap that one from world's best practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, let's not play the tournament, or let's make it an Australia A tournament and send just a couple of blokes to have a game. And I think if you're going to pay your hard-earned to go and watch the Australian cricket team, you don't want to see some of them. You want to see all of them. And if they're injured, I think people accept that. Mm. People accept that people get injured from time to time. You do it with rugby league players when they bung up their knee or they break a leg or an arm or something. You go, that's the sport. It's professional sport. People get injured. Mm. People are not going to cop nothing wrong with you and, he needs to have a rest based on statistics that, let's face it, aren't proven yet to be correct.
Can I ask you, mate, if Sean Marsh is fit for the first test against Pakistan, does he come in and open and Matty Renshaw misses out?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I was asked that yesterday as well. And for me, I think the answer to that question is yes, he does.
Yeah.
I think he comes straight back in. you pick him. And I think what they, you know, Sean's obviously, he wasn't dropped or he wasn't not picked for a lack of form. He was picked because he broke his thumb.
Yeah.
Yes, he does get injured a lot, which is, I think, a problem for people. But you know what? I'd be picking him just because I think you need a little bit more experience in there.
Yeah.
You've got Warner, you've got Smith, obviously, but you know, if you can have someone that's played a few games and has been successful, well, you know, he's not 38, he's only 31.
Yeah.
He's a better player at this stage than Matthew Renshaw.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was just that was
what
a bit
do you think?
A bit of talk yesterday. Well,
it's a good question.
Sean Marsh had left the side with another hamstring problem, this ongoing issue, I would probably think, well, that injury is going to keep reoccurring. But because it's a broken finger, it's a little bit different. And I think that Matty Renshaw now has had one test. He's had a great experience. He can go back and fill it up with shield runs, hopefully. And we know that he's...
Be the next cab off the rank again.
An international player in the future. So for the strength of the side, I think Sean Marsh probably does come back in. Now, the one-day internationals, we see some new faces in there. George Bailey's back. We've got Faulkner, he scored that 100. Finch in form. You've got Mitchell Marsh. Travis Head is in there. Pat Cummins is in there, mate. And a Hilton Cartwright, batting all-rounder, originally from Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I know everyone other than Hilton Cartwright. It's a different name. It's not a name that you hear every day. And it's not a name that I'm, I'll be honest, I'm quite familiar with. But he obviously is seen something, or the selectors have seen something in him, so they've picked him. So good luck to him. Great to see Pat Cummins back. It's been too long, in my opinion, but obviously he's been working through his injury process. But it's good to see him back. Whether he plays, well, I don't know, Hazelwood and Stark to start with, and then the other guys fill in around them. And if they win the series, then you unleash him. And whatever the program, and I know he's on some sort of bowling workload program. He can bowl this game and he can't bowl that game, but...
Yeah.
They feel that's the best way. I can't knock him on that because he has been injured and they've gone, look, we're going to be really cautious with Pat, rightly or wrongly.
Okay, so the next round of Shield, by the way, just updating people there, so let's mention the Victorians had a really, really good win. What a start for them. They're 4 from 4 now, 4 rounds in. The fifth round, which is going to be a pink ball day-night round of the Shield, it starts on Monday, but I don't... Obviously, Pat's not playing in that because he's involved in the one-day series. Does he play Shield cricket before Christmas, Pat Cummins?
No, they've said he's not.
Yeah.
He's not going to. He's only going to play one-day cricket up to and maybe for the whole of this season because they're worried about... And historically, when he has played four-day cricket, he's played 4 or 5 days in a row. That's when something has happened. So they've said, well, look, there is a little bit of... I suppose, data or history here that says when he plays long version cricket, he gets injured. We're not going to let him do that because we want him fit. And all we can get out of him is one-day cricket at the moment or for the time being, and whether that be every game or every second game, well, we're going to run with that. And that's the system at the moment. That's what they want to do. And you know, given the stats, I'd accept that.
Good on you, Stewie. And I'm just... Johnny Hastings has missed out on this one-day side.
Yeah.
He took the most wickets in one-day internationals last year. He's obviously very disappointed.
How did you pull up, Stewie?
After my game on Monday?
Yeah.
Someone implanted a steel rod in my back overnight. I don't know who it was, but it was a tough ass tying my shoelaces yesterday morning.
I bet it was, mate. That's stupidity.
I did manage to hit a 6, though, which was getting very happy and excited about going back again.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Well done,
mate. It was only Timmy Gilbert bowling, so I can't ask.
Oh, my goodness. If you didn't hit him for 6, mate, then we would have problems.
Well, don't worry. He wouldn't have been out. He can't see his shoelaces, Timmy. So. Good on you, mate.
Cheers, boys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Stewie.